As the UN chief pointed out, the drought is Somalia's most pressing priority. It's the result from three consecutive years of failed rains in some parts of the country, putting millions at risk of famine. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, known as Farmajo, is the country's president, who was appointed in February. He recalled the last famine just 6 years ago, which killed more than 260,000 people.
At the time, I recall it raising the alarm bells myself at the UN Security Council meeting as Prime Minister of Somalia. Sadly, we did not manage to mobilize in time back then. This time, I believe we are in a different situation, and with a strong partnership and Somali leadership at the federal and state level, we must turn the situation around.
The London conference also sought to accelerate progress in several key areas in Somalia, including security sector reform. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke of the national forces' ongoing battle against the extremist group Al-Shabaab.
We need to make sure that we are able to be coordinated in supporting the Somali government to build up the Somali National Army and the Somali police. What we have had until now are different efforts by different countries doing different training programs in different areas of the country that do not match and do not create the conditions for a unified national army and a unified police force. It's time to overcome this lack of coordination.
The UN chief has also welcomed Somalia's first national development plan in 35 years. It also includes ways to mitigate the root cause of cyclical drought, according to the country's leader. Once again, Somalia President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed Farmajo.
In our resilience pillar, we speak of a desire for Somalia to stand on its own feet and manage its problems and challenges itself. We want to reduce our humanitarian caseload by connecting our people with developmental situations and priorities in place of humanitarian actions.
The UN Secretary General also used the occasion to express his sadness at the death of Somalia's Public Works Minister. Abbas Abdullahi Sheikh Siraji was killed last week during a shootout between bodyguards. The UN chief recalled that the 31-year-old official, who had grown up in a refugee camp in Kenya, had become a powerful symbol of Somalia's hopes for the future. Deanne Penn, United Nations.